at Brisbane. 17 past 7. Have you had to deal with the family law system? What was the experience like? You can never put it down as enjoyable. It is a pretty horrendous experience from everything I've been told by family members and friends. And the Attorney General, George Brandis, has reignited his push for reform, saying children should not be treated the same way as property. That almost goes without saying, doesn't it? His idea is to streamline the system, encouraging families to bypass the court and head to mediators and social service providers instead. That might just sound fantastic, but how can it happen practically? Christine Smythe is the president of the Queensland Law Society. Good morning to you, Christine.
Good morning, Craig, and good morning, listeners.
Would you agree that the current family law system is more complex and expensive than it needs to be?
The Queensland Law Society are in favour of reform in the family court system. I think it's fair to say that after 40 years, it does need some review. But for us, we are a little concerned that it would be a cynical move to run down the family courts over a number of years through a lack of resourcing and funding and then say that the system doesn't work.
So how much funding has been pulled out from the family court system in recent years?
I don't have access to those figures right now, but our understanding is that it's been reduced progressively over a number of years. And the difficulty for us is that we would say that not enough money is being spent on the family court system. And it's due to that under-resourcing that there's been a cause of the backlog in the system. Now, that's not to say that a review and a review around additional services such as mediation and family support isn't a good idea, because it absolutely is. And that is what I understand the review is aiming to do, and that is to inject more emphasis on mediation. However, it's also fair to say that, well, it's fair to say that not putting families through the adversarial process unnecessarily is a good one. But mediation only makes a good avenue if parties fully understand their rights, and in particular their legal rights. In any negotiation, the ability to achieve a fair and balanced outcome for all of the parties is for them to understand and know the rights and the value that they place on those rights before they choose to relinquish those rights. Because otherwise the parties will give away or give into the stronger, more informed party, and it can result in parents compromising rights in a way that's disadvantageous to them and their children. We know in the current environment that there is a significant level of domestic violence. And in that scenario, we know that the dominant party will always exert power over the less powerful one. So to give up rights where a person doesn't feel that they have support and backing can actually compound the problem.
Because what we're talking about is a stage in anyone's life that is probably one of the most difficult and challenging times that they will experience. That's for a parent. And then you add children into that mix as well, and the length of time that it takes to resolve custody issues, which you say is a big problem. There is that backlog. It can drag on and on and on. Going through a mediation process rather than a court process, though, does that open it up that it's more about discussion and a more inclusive result rather than having a judge make that final decision? Is there, you know, a sense of more conciliatory tone to how it can play out?
It's a misconception that lawyers aren't conciliatory, and it's also a misconception that mediation isn't part of the process of the family court system already, because both of those things already exist. And we need to make sure that the system doesn't discriminate institutionally. Now, women are generally in less powerful positions, often economically and physically. And if they are pushed into a system where they are not given the legal support and other support that they need to understand their legal rights, just for the sake of reaching agreements to keep the peace, if that happens, then the concern that we would have is that there is institutional discrimination on a large scale. And if you have a system that's built on that, then we have even more problems.
So the way this legislation, which is to be introduced into Parliament tomorrow, is my understanding, is for a pilot program, this parenting management hearings program, which the government is investing about $12 million in. There's going to be a trial of that in New South Wales. A second trial location could be here in Queensland, but that has not been announced as yet. Is it a case of waiting to see how that plays out, that trial, before you make a final judgment on it? Or do you think there need to be greater protections within that trial before it even starts, Christine?
Certainly, it's worthwhile waiting and seeing how the outcome of such trials, because that's the object of the trial, is to look and see what deficiencies and what gains are in the particular system. Our concerns from a law society point of view is that we would like to see a system that is built on people understanding all of their rights, especially their legal rights, and having the appropriate level of support, not simply having a mediation of its own without anything more. And that is our concern. And our concern is that there has been a significant reduction in access to legal advice over the years, a significant reduction in legal aid over the years. And it's in fact the case that simultaneously with a reduction in investing in the family court, there's been a reduction in legal aid over a similar course of years, and people are becoming less and less aware of their legal rights. And that is one of the reasons why the system is choked up, because people fail to fully appreciate the depth and breadth of their legal rights. It's really quite important when you go into any situation where you're having to negotiate with someone with whom you simply can no longer get along. And that is one of the reasons why families dissolve. And George Brandis quite rightly points out that lots of these problems are caused by alcohol abuse, drug addiction, mental illness. Those things are some of the precursors and causes of family breakdown. We need investment in infrastructure, social infrastructure, to support those things. But to invest in social infrastructure without also focusing on ensuring that the courts have enough judges to hear matters, to have enough judges to take the time to write their judgments and deliver their judgments, to ensure that the law is consistent across the board, that would be an unfortunate outcome, because what people in Australia are looking for is a fulsome system, not one that patches up something in one spot and then ignores the other, and to that detriment.
Christine, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, listeners.
And Christine Smythe, the president of the Queensland Law Society, saying, yes, there is need for reform to the family court system, but it is so complex and there are a multitude of problems that need to be addressed. And maybe that's not happening with the current proposal from the federal government. What are your thoughts?